This is tape 650720, track 4, following track 1. How would you say I promise?
I can't think about it right
now. Okay. I agree or I volunteer. You wouldn't say that, would you?
Tamawiya.
Huh?
Tamawiya.
What does that mean?
I promise.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. How would you say they made an agreement?
Annachopaya.
Again?
Annachopaya.
What does that mean?
They made the agreement. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you say rain?
Solen.
Huh?
Solen.
Mm-hmm. Can you say drop? Like a drop of water?
Asolhuanu.
Huh?
Asolhuanu.
What does that mean?
Of ahuanu, I mean.
What does it mean? Again?
Of ahuanu.
What does that mean?
Dropping, sprinkling.
Sprinkling. All right, can you say, what is your word for spill?
Kehuawe.
Means I?
Spill it.
I'm spilling. Okay. How would you say rain, it's going to rain?
Sol he.
Huh?
Sol he. Mm-hmm.
How would you say it is raining?
Sol hu.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it rained, like yesterday? It rained.
Sol an. Hu he.
What's that?
Yesterday.
Now will you put that in a sentence? Say the whole sentence. Yesterday it rained.
Hu he sol an.
And it's raining right now.
Just all who?
It will rain tomorrow.
Where was the all chi? Tuna.
Okay. Do you have a word for a raindrop? Just one of them?
Huh? Sol aquamen.
What is that?
Drop of rain.
Okay.
That's a nice Indian name.
Oh. Okay. Is that an Indian name for a boy or a girl?
Boy, I guess.
Boy. How do you decide what is a good name for a boy or what is a good Indian name for a girl?
The sound, if it pronounced nice.
Then what?
Do you still give Indian names?
Yes, we still give.
Well, how do you decide what is a good name for a boy or a girl? I mean, how do you know that say,
or just
that's...
They just give it just... Because they think it's nice to mention. They give several names to a newborn baby, whichever they like more, they get used to it.
Do they ever use, say, flower, say, word with flower, a name with flower in it? Would they ever use that for a boy? Or would that always be used for a girl?
For girl.
How about leaf, with leaf? Would that be for a boy or girl, or what?
Both.
A leaf would be for either one. Okay. How would you say something which is very, very old, ancient?
Not here, I saw Sylvia.
What is that?
Not here, I saw Sylvia.
What does that mean?
It's very old.
How would you just say old?
Closely.
How would you say old age?
I don't know.
How would you say someone who lived before, like the one who was formerly?
What did her boy?
Huh?
What that pu'e?
What is that?
That one that was living before.
That one that was living before. Okay. How would you say older? Say that someone is older than another person.
Natia ai sao sebe.
Huh?
Natia ai sao sebe.
What does that mean?
It's very old.
It is very old. Okay.
Could you say, I am older than you are? How do you say that?
Would you say it
again,
please?
Now, what did you say then?
I'm older, more than you.
I am older.
More than you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say grow old? I am growing old.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. How would you say he is an old man? He is old.
Not here, I saw Sylvia.
Huh?
Not here, I saw Sylvia.
What is that?
He's very old.
He's very old. Now, would you use the word for husband? Is that the word? Would you say old man for husband? Or would you just, do you have another word for husband?
Well, when a woman talks about her husband and she calls him Sosene?
Ansosene, yes.
Ansosene.
My
husband.
My husband.
And that means the same as old man, doesn't it?
Yes.
My old man.
What is the word for buckskin?
Benchayen.
Huh?
Benchayen.
Deer skin, isn't it?
Do you have such a word as sone for buckskin? Or somo, or soene, or something like that?
Yes, but I can't think about it right now.
Is that an old word?
Yes, an old word.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a skirt, like what I'm wearing?
Pone.
Is there any word like slonemo for a skirt?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, okay. What is the word for an overcoat?
We don't have
it. You don't have it, okay. How would you say, if you make food warm, I heated it?
Tishuman.
Huh?
Tishuman.
Okay. Do you have a word for a heater, one of these like little gas heaters?
Tishuman.
And more than one?
Tishuman.
Alright. How would you say it's warm?
Nacelia.
Huh?
Nacelia.
Mm-hmm. And heat?
Selene.
Mm-hmm. Quiver.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
A thing that you keep arrows in, you know?
Shomone.
Uh-huh. What is the word for an arrow? Oh, let's go back to the quiver again, the thing you keep arrows in. How would you say one quiver?
Shumone.
And more than one?
Shumone.
And the arrow?
Shumone.
More than one?
Shumone.
How do you say I saw the arrow?
Bishumona.
How?
Bishumona.
That's one arrow. How do you say I saw a whole lot of arrows? The arrows.
Tashomona.
Okay. When you tan buckskin, what would you say about tanning buckskin?
Kepenghaits on piahu.
Huh?
Kepenghaits on piahu.
What does that mean?
Tanning the deer hide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a word for a choice, when you can make a choice?
Kosowe.
Huh?
Kosowe.
What is that?
Choose.
Choose. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you say I choose?
Tasoche.
Mm-hmm. Can you say Tasoe?
Tasoe, yes.
Or Tasoche?
Tasoche.
What's the difference?
Tasoe, I choose. That's the same.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say I am resting?
Tasoe wahu.
Huh?
Tasoe wahu.
Mm-hmm. Can you just say rest itself? Rest.
Tasoe wa. Tasoe wa.
Tasoe wa.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say sit down to rest? I am sitting down to rest.
Tasoe wa sai.
How would you say fatigue or tiredness?
Tasoha.
Huh?
Tasoha.
Can you say slohanene or something like that?
Slohanene is tiresome.
Being tired.
Yeah.
How would you say rest?
Soiwa.
Huh?
Soiwa. Soiwa.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. What is the word for a rainbow?
Miakuentoemu.
Huh?
Miakuentoemu.
What does that mean?
Rainbow stick.
Mm-hmm. What part of that means stick?
Toemu.
Mm-hmm. How would you say feel, you know, as if you're feeling pain or something? How would you say he is feeling? Or I am feeling?
Did ya get who? Ya keke.
How would you say I feel mad? I feel mad.
And not ill, mea.
Excuse me. Huh?
And not ill, mea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a word that's something like.
Excuse me.
Miam. Miam, he feels it or something. Miam.
And the mea. Yes.
What does that mean? Miam.
I feel.
Would you say that again?
I feel. Namia.
Mm-hmm. Now that means when you feel angry or you feel glad, something that you feel inside of you, huh?
I'm not going where.
What is the word for a melon? Like a cantaloupe or another kind of melon? Watermelon?
Papuna, watermelon.
What is it?
Papuna.
Can you have a word just for any kind of melon?
Mialonene.
That's from Spanish.
Yeah, that's Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And more than one?
Mialonene.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that design, you know, that they have that looks like a series of clouds?
Miasiane.
Huh?
Miasiane.
More than one?
Yes, yeah, I
mm-hmm.
Was there some kind of a tribe of Indians who were called something like Miasenene?
Miasiakene. Of course, it's a society from here.
Oh, really?
Long time ago.
Yeah. How does that go again?
Miasiakine.
And does that mean anything? Does that have some meaning that you can translate?
It's just that step.
Oh, it means the people who had that design.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Design.
What kind of society was that?
It was just like a
what kind of society, though? What kind of group was that, you know?
What did those people used to do?
They used to have ceremony.
Uh-huh. Well, what were these ceremonies for? Was this for when people were sick or what? Or was it?
Or for the benefit of the crop.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, when they had their ceremonies, was this supposed to bring rain or what?
That's what they used to say.
Did they have kachinas?
Singing, yes.
Is this a society that had kachinas or didn't they have them?
Well, did they wear masks or anything?
No, they didn't wear
no.
Anything.
Uh-huh.
But they dressed Indian, that's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With chaps.
How long has it been, as far as you know, since there's been such a society?
Oh, maybe about 25 years.
Mm-hmm. What other societies were there here at Picaris?
Kinamulena, there was another one.
What is that
one? That's for summer. Kinamulena.
Again?
Kinamulena.
And what is that?
Feathery society.
Feathers.
Namulene, does that mean? What does that mean? It means a feather, doesn't it?
Feather,
yeah.
Okay, feather.
Feather society, huh?
Feather society.
What did that society do?
Call the rain for the corn.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't have it? I hear thunder. Must still be here.
Yeah.
Were there any other societies?
Apukun.
What's that?
Just a fall clan.
The what?
Fall clan.
Mm-hmm. Again, what is the name?
Apukun.
What do they do?
It's harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
During fall.
Mm-hmm. Were there any others that you can think of?
That's all that I could think of.
There were others, though.
Yeah, there were others. Oh, they were out in the park and get to see them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they have any societies that were medicine societies?
They were medicine society, but they didn't have anyone. Not even in my older generation didn't have it.
They
just told the stories.
It was a long, long
they
time ago.
Them,
So, I mean, there's no one living who would remember a medicine society.
Nobody.
But some of these other societies, some people remember still.
They remember the stories that's about all, like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Some stories.
Mm-hmm. How would you say I want, or I would like to, or I wish, how would you say he's wanting it? He is wanting it, or he wants it.
Ewenpehu, tapehu.
Means I want it?
I want it.
Is there a word, something like meow?
Meow? Yeah, meow.
Meow.
Meowke.
Meowke.
What's
to
that?
To ask for.
To ask for. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see. All right. Now, how do you say, I am asking for it?
Tamelehu.
Huh?
Tamelehu.
Tamelehu. Now, that's different. That's not this meow.
No.
How can you say that? Can you use that word?
Which one?
Meow.
Meow.
Meowke.
What's that?
I'm asking for it.
All
right. Well, he's not. There's no prefix.
No. How do you say he asked for it?
Omelehu.
Omelehu. Is there a word something like miawene?
Miawene. You asked for it.
Asking for it.
Uh huh. Mhm. Do you have a word for desire?
Wishes.
Wishes or something? Like meow in it or something?
A meow we wee.
Mm-hmm. Now that's the verb form again. Mm-hmm. How would you say the way it's supposed to be?
Ohenamochi.
Is there something that some word like miahum?
Miahon.
Miahum? That's the way it should be.
Miahum.
Do you have such a word?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. How would you say he will want?
Anyone melchi.
Huh?
Anyone melchi.
Okay. How would you say lazy?
Maestiane.
How?
Maestiane.
Mm-hmm. How would you say, I am lazy?
Anama maestia.
Again?
Anama maestia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for laziness?
Maisyasane.
Again?
Maisyasane.
Okay. How would you say with, such as with him?
And went on.
Huh?
And went on.
Okay. How would you say with me?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say, for instance, for me?
Namelke.
Huh?
Namelke.
And how do you say for it? For you?
Emelke.
Mm-hmm. How would you say fingernail?
Machelene.
More than one?
My children are the same.
Mm-hmm. How would you say to confuse? Say, I am confused.
D-I-P with one.
Again?
D-I-P with one.
What does that mean?
I can't understand.
I can't understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say it is wrinkled? Like clothes are wrinkled. It is wrinkled.
Tsante.
Hmm?
Tsante.
Mm-hmm. How'd you say it is wrinkled?
Na tsante.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, how would you say to leave? Such as, I am leaving it.
Tame hoha.
Huh?
Tame hoha.
That's different.
Is there some form like machong hu?
Te machong hu, yes.
Te machong hu. That means I'm leaving it?
Yeah, I'm leaving it, yeah.
Would you say again?
Te machong hu.
Mm-hmm. How would you say squeeze? I squeezed it.
Te ta apete hu.
Huh?
Can you say something like much on it?
Much on it, yes.
How do you
what
say
that?
Much on it.
Much on it.
What's the difference?
The same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you say push? I push it, or I am pushing.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a word, oh, machine, as you from the Spanish, let's forget that.
Do you have any words, any names for the different stars and things like that?
Tan lana.
What is that?
The deeper, I think.
Deeper,
uh-huh. Match. And then those two little stars that are together.
Uh-huh. Is there any name like...
Bene.
How?
Bene, it's the North Star, the three...
The three North Stars pointing to the North Star?
Purpia, Achetane, Morning Star. Nak, Emob Achetane, Evening Star.
How about the different planets that you see? Well, of course, let's see, do you have a word for something like a Magatrone or something like that? For one of the stars? A Magatrone?
I can get it.
How would you say grandchild?
Makone.
And how would you say mother-in-law?
Makone. Makosiulane, the lady.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't use the word mother-in-law. Okay. Could you say? Great grandchild.
Mimin, I think that might be.
Okay. How would you say for braid?
Huevene.
Huh?
Huevene.
Is there a word like quincho chune? Quinchune for braid? No?
No.
All right.
What is a cover for, say, a pot?
Quelemo.
More than one?
Quelene.
Okay. How would you say, he covered it?
Equel.
Huh?
Equel.
What is the word for a rope?
Purpane.
Huh?
Purpane.
Is there some word like machene for a rope? No?
Machene is the other that's made of cowhide.
Oh.
What is that one made of cowhide?
Masen.
More than one?
Masen.
And what is the rope again?
Pupan.
What is the word for six?
What?
The number six.
Six, number six.
Masen.
How would you say... is there a word for something which is broken or crumbled? Things which are broken or crumbled into pieces, say, or...
Otopale.
Huh?
Otopale.
What is that?
Crumble. Broken.
Do you have anything such as mochlenene? Mochlenene?
Mochlenene?
Mochlenene crumb.
What is that again?
Can you say ti masele?
Ti masele.
Now what does that mean?
I smashed it.
I smashed it.
And what is the word for crumbs again?
Maselene.
What is one crumb then?
Maselene.
Alright. The word for 60?
Masewete.
Again?
Masewete.
How would you say fold? A fold, like a folded dress or something.
Makameke.
Huh?
Makameke.
What is that?
Fold.
Can you say I fold it?
Bimakame.
Okay. How would you say Marry. Say, I'm married.
Tamanchen.
Huh?
Tamanchen.
How'd you say, I got married?
Tamanchen. Tamanchelen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will get married.
Tamanchen, hey.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I got married.
Mm-hmm. What is it, what does to marry mean, the married part?
Manchelke. Married.
Mm-hmm. Does that have anything to do with holding or grasping hands?
No.
No. Okay. What is the word for hand?
Ma nemo.
More than one?
Ma neme.
Mm-hmm. The word for a finger?
Ma hen.
That means a hand what?
Part.
Ma
hand part?
Ma nemo.
Okay. How would you say fingers?
Ma hen.
Okay. And a glove?
Ma mo emo.
More than one?
Ma mo en.
Mm-hmm. How about a handbag?
I don't know.
Okay. What is the palm of the hand?
What's the palm?
Hmm? The palm, this part of the
mantina.
Hand.
Mantina.
More than one?
Mantina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call the back of the hand?
Mantonai.
Huh?
Mantonai.
Again?
Mantonai.
More than one?
Mant on in.
Alright. And the wrist?
Hawam.
Huh?
Hawam.
And more than one?
Hawan.
Mm-hmm, that's different. Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say rubbing?
Mahalo.
Huh?
The mahalo. Mahalope.
I am rubbing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. How would you say to spread or flatten, like you spread butter?
Is there something like Montpelli? I spread it, Montpelli. No?
Montpelli is a wrapping.
A wrapping.
Mm-hmm. Is there a word for slap?
I don't remember. Slap.
Something like ma-pa?
The ma-pa.
Huh?
The ma-pa.
What is that?
Slap. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Means I slap?
I slap. The ma-pa.
Now, did you say the ma-pa?
The ma-pa.
The ma-pa.
The ma-pa.
There's an N final N. To bend, I am bending.
The quase an.
Huh?
The enya an or the quase an.
Is there something like, let's see, ma pole meaning I bend or something?
Mahole might be.
Oh,
how'd you say to bend over?
la culpa.
What does that mean?
I bent over.
What's a culpa mean?
A culpa up.
Up. I'm bending up. Mm-hmm. How would you say count, such as I'm counting money?
Que le alma pejo.
Huh?
Que le alma pejo.
Mm-hmm. How'd you say, I am counting money?
Que le alma pejo, that's it.
So he said.
Oh.
Money.
What part is money?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. How'd you say I'm counting people?
I'm a pejo.
How would you say I'm counting nails?
Tanat atam mapeho.
Huh?
Tanat atam mapeho.
What part of that is nails?
Atam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How'd you say I'm counting numbers, say? Oh no, just could you have a word for numbers?
Yes.
What is it?
Mapen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How'd you say he twisted it?
Que mapalo.
I am twisting it?
Que mapalo.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come they have the same prefix for he and I in this case?
Never mind.
Okay. How would you say to rub? Oh, we have that already. Can you say if a relative is not, is like a step relative, can you say like stepson? Like your wife has a stepson. Or your wife has a stepdaughter. I should say.
I don't know, it's in Spanish, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say something like, for instance, Giamansine, meaning a stepmother or something like that?
How?
Giamansine?
No.
Not such a word, all right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for a midwife, the woman that used to help in births when babies were born?
Something like masopene.
Masopene is rubbing.
That's just rubbing, oh, massaging, say masopene.
Okay. How would you say hit or knock? You know, say if you hit the door with your hand, or if you hit a person, how would you say I hit him?
Te Juan.
Mm-hmm. How'd you say I am knocking on the door?
Peca Juan.
What part of that is door?
Cunemo.
Do you have any word like mat em? I hit it.
Mat em is a maybe hitting with a fist.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you say that?
Matemke.
What does that mean now?
Matemke.
What does that mean?
Hitting with a fist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say if you push or you press real hard on something?
Tema'el.
Again?
Tema'el.
Alright, and what is that? I am pressing it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you say just the word for push?
Makalke.
It's a different phrase.
Mm-hmm. How about scratch? I am scratching.
Tamatse lehu.
You have something like manuela?
Tamahuelo,
What is that?
Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Tamahuelo.
And what was the other one you gave us?
Tamahuelo.
Means the same?
Same.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for the corn pollen?
Corn pollen, the yellow thing from the tassel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mowin.
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 And how do you say...
How would you say turn? I am turning.
Tamahuelo.
Again? Again?
Tamahuelo.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a thumb?
Mahalan.
More than one?
Mahalan.
Okay. And the word for the finger again?
Mahan.
More than one?
Mahan.
How about a knuckle?
How was that?
Mahab ene.
Okay, yeah.
Alright, that's alright. What is the word for the little finger? Can you say finger little, meaning this one?
Mahachek on.
Again?
Mahachek on.
How would you say I am bending?
The mark arm meho.
Can you say like away from here?
Wawenta.
Huh?
Wawenta.
What does that mean?
Way away.
Way away. Mm-hmm.
How would you say away from the house?
I went to her tatte.
Okay. I'm going to ask
her.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm,
how do you say, I ought to go?
Oh, what the mess.
How?
Ho weta meche.
Meche means I'll go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you say teacher? From Spanish?
Na pewene.
Oh, what is that?
Na pewene.
What does that mean?
Teacher.
More than one?
Na pewene.
Okay. How would you say to go or to walk? I am going. I'm walking.
Tamejo.
Huh?
Tamejo.
Okay. How'd you say, I'm going away, I'm departing from here?
Huemhoquil tamejo.
Huh?
Huemhoquil tamejo.
What does that mean, the first part?
I'm departing from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How'd you say, I'm going?
Tamejo.
And I'm coming?
Ta'ehe.
Again?
Ta'ehe.
Okay. Is there a word for a stocking? It's from Spanish.
Como ema.
What?
Emo ema.
What is that?
Foot sack.
Foot sack, that's not Spanish. Again?
Emo ema.
More than one?
Emo ena.
Okay. All right, how would you say he's going?
Ewemeho.
Mm-hmm. Can you just say going by itself? All right. He'll go?
Someche.
He will go. All right.
How do you say he didn't go?
Wamepo.
Mm-hmm. Is there a word like bene, meaning going or something like that?
How?
Bene.
Like the... Bene. Where are you going?
Mm-hmm. How do you say, I'll walk?
Pasomeci.
Huh?
Pasomeci.
Mm-hmm. And just walking? Can you say just walking by itself?
amici.
Alright. How would you say ask? I am asking.
Tamelehu.
Okay.
Does that mean to ask a question? Or to ask
yes.
a question? How do you say a question?
Chikane, chikane.
How do you say I'm asking a question?
Tachi'ahu.
Mm-hmm. How would you say I am praying?
Can't think about
it. Is it the same as asking, or is there another word?
Same, I guess.
Can you say prayer?
Spanish, some Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tamelehu. I'm asking.
Yeah.
How would you say he's asking for it?
Omelehu en win.
How would you say he asked for it?
Omele.
How would you say it's been asked for? Can you say that?
Omele pukohe.
Okay. Can you say also?
Ewena.
Huh?
Ewena.
What does that mean?
Also.
It's different.
With him.
Oh, with him. Okay. Can you say, well, you've got these and that already, so you don't bother. How would you say he is the one who went?
Ewena mea.
Huh?
Ewena mea.
What does that mean?
He went with him.
He went with him. How do you say table?
I don't know.
How would you say, well, I put it on the table. Could you say that?
In Spanish,
Yeah, okay.